And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
You see this?
A family watching baseball on DirecTV with no satellite dish in sight.
Let's heckle them.
You call that changing the channel?
Choke up on the remote, buddy.
I hope getting all these games on DirecTV makes up for your mother not pre-chewing your sunflower seeds.
DirecTV has the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
Breaking news from The Athletic.
Breaking news on the NFL side of things this morning as Zach Ertz is traded from the Philadelphia Eagles, and we're joined by Bo Wolf of The Athletic, who covers the Eagles and does our Birds with Friends podcast. And Bo, I was watching the Eagles last night, and Zach Ertz made a catch, and I was thinking to myself, oh my God, Zach Ertz has been in Philadelphia forever. So I think I jinxed it by thinking about his tenure there. And this morning he's gone. So was it a shock for you as well?
It wasn't a shock because there had sort of been expectations that Zach Ertz was going to be traded this offseason. And it was more of a surprise that he showed up at training camp than it was that he was traded today, I guess. But it was an interesting situation because this week, Dallas Goedert, who's the other tight end on the Eagles, was on the COVID list. So that left Zach Ertz as, you know, the only guy left really atop that depth chart. And we learned today that, you know, on Tuesday, Howie Roseman and Zach Ertz met, and Roseman let him know that this was coming down the pike and there was a good chance he was going to be headed to Arizona. But they wanted to sort of let him have one last send-off game, even though it was sort of unbeknownst to the fans and most of Ertz's teammates. They ran the risk of him getting injured in this game, but they also sort of needed him to try to win an important game. And it was Ertz spoke to reporters today and sort of explained how nice of an exit that was for him. You know, Philadelphia has come to be home, and he thought that the week 17 game at the end of last season was going to be his last game with the Eagles, and there were no fans in the stands for that game. So he sort of relished the opportunity. He got to score a touchdown. He got to sort of soak up everything that was going on in the stadium and reflect a little bit on the last 9+ years of his career that have taken place in Philadelphia since he was a second round pick in 2012.
When you look at Zach Ertz and the lore of Philadelphia Eagles history, he's got to be the greatest tight end to play there. Maybe where would you rank him? Is he a Ring of Honor type guy in Philadelphia?
Yeah, he is. He'll be an Eagles Hall of Famer coming down the line. Now, you know, there's a guy from before my time, Pete Retzlaff, and it's sort of those two guys who were the best tight ends in Eagles history. But Zach Ertz is second in franchise history in receptions. He's only 10 behind Harold Carmichael. So if he had finished out this season, he would have finished atop that list. And he sort of joked today that, you know, maybe at the end of his career, he'll come back for one more year so he can get that record because he's close with Harold Carmichael as well. So it's sort of a friendly shot across the bow. But yeah, I mean, he is an all-time Eagle for sure. He caught the game-winning touchdown in the only Super Bowl in franchise history. He was huge throughout that playoff run, huge throughout the 2017-2018 seasons. He is absolutely one of the best Eagles of the past decade.
So when you look at it from Ertz's perspective, he goes to Arizona. They're 5-0. What can we expect out of him in Arizona? And, you know, is he going to be a piece that kind of takes them maybe a little bit into the playoffs? Maybe they're looking a little bit further ahead down the line this season, the Cardinals are. So they acquiring Ertz, I think, is a move they wanted to make because they think it gives them a better chance at a championship.
Yeah, and so they just lost Max Williams, their starting tight end for the year. So it makes sense. And I think what you can expect is competency from Zach Ertz. He's not as explosive as he once was. He's probably lost a little bit of a step. But in that offense, where I think there's a lot of space to work with and, you know, opposing defenses are not necessarily going to be keying on Zach Ertz, I think there's every reason to expect that he can be very effective. And he's a guy who's sort of aware of his legacy and is hoping to make a Hall of Fame push. And if potentially, you know, he can sort of find a little bit of the, the fountain of youth and be in that explosive, productive offense for two or three more seasons, maybe there's a chance that he can pile up those kind of numbers.
All right, that's Bo Wolf. Make sure you're checking his work out on The Athletic as he's covering this entire transaction. And listen to his podcast, Birds with Friends, for the latest on the Philadelphia Eagles.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a one-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a one-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.